integrity. We're professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbar Tailash. The headlines. Zambia reaffirms commitment to regional integration. PEP calls for dismissal of army commander. In international headlines, winter conditions are hitting the Gaza Strip hard. And in sports, Lenganese launch Polo Polo defender David Hamasenya to SK artist Bono. And now the news in detail. Zambia has reaffirmed its strong commitment to regional integration, trade facilitation, and economic transformation following the signing of the North-South Corridor Agreement and the Beira Development Corridor Agreement at the SADC Secretariat Headquarters in Gaborone, Botswana. Speaking at the ceremony, Minister of Transport and Logistics, Moseba Frank Tayali, described the North-South Corridor as one of SADC's most strategic infrastructure programs and a critical backbone for regional value chains, industrial development and inclusive growth. He stressed that the corridor is not merely a transport route, but a catalyst for enhanced connectivity, trade competitiveness and economic integration across Southern Africa. Mr. Tayali further announced Zambia's interest in hosting the North-South Corridor Secretariat, citing the country's strategic geographical position, major investments in transport and logistics infrastructure, experience in hosting regional institutions and strong political commitment to regional cooperation. Meanwhile, Acting SADC Executive Secretary Duduzile Zimalani highlighted the strategic importance of the North-South Corridor, describing it as the backbone of the SADC region. She noted that the corridor links seven member states, connects eight major corridors, carries about 60% of regional trade by volume, and serves nearly half of the SADC population. The Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, have called on President Hakainde Hichilema to immediately dismiss Zambia Army Commander Geoffrey Chongo Ziele following remarks in which he allegedly threatened to exterminate illegal miners. In a statement, PEP Party President Sean E. Tembo says the comments were unconstitutional and unsuited with the responsibility of the head of the army. While acknowledging the condemnation and subsequent clarification issued by Defence Minister Ambrose Lifuma, PEP argues that the minister's intervention failed to address the core issue. Mr. Tembo says Zambia's constitution does not permit the extermination of suspects, but rather mandates their arrest and prosecution through the courts of law.
The underlying issue in this matter is that the army commander should have known that Zambia is a constitutional republic and that anything that any arm of government, including the Zambia army itself, does has to be within the confines of the constitution. The army commander should also have known that the Constitution does not provide for extermination of wrongdoers, but rather it provides for their arrest and presentation before courts of law. By threatening the extermination of illegal miners, Lieutenant General Ziere showed total disregard of the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia. Such an act might be excusable if committed by an ordinary citizen.
The Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, together with the Embassy of Switzerland to Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi, have inaugurated the Zambian-Swiss bilateral climate agreement. The two parties have signed a COP 30 and launched the development and implementation of climate action within the carbon markets under Article 6.2 of the Paris Agreement with various key stakeholders in Zambia, including high-level official representatives from both countries. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony, Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha says his ministry is committed to implement the bilateral agreement between Zambia and Switzerland, which will help the two countries implement climate change projects and help the two countries to meet climate change related targets. Mr. Mposha says Zambia is ready for the implementation of carbon market projects and has called for the swift implementation of the carbon market projects.
In order to provide a legal framework for carbon market, we enacted the Green Economy and Climate Change Act number 18 of 2024, which marks a major step forward, providing a solid legal foundation for mitigation, adaptation, and green economic transformation. In order to operationalize this act, we have since developed the Green Economy and Climate Change Carbon Market Regulations of 2025, which are designed to strengthen transparency, ensure predictability, and attract investment, as well as build confidence among partners such as Switzerland and many more to come.
Meanwhile, Ambassador of the Embassy of Switzerland to Malawi, Zambia and Zimbabwe, Stephanie Ray, says the collaboration between the parties is aimed at strengthening the cooperation between Zambia and Switzerland and also promote transparency in the fight against climate change.
The bilateral climate agreement is a significant milestone in our cooperation. It provides a framework that is mutually beneficial, allowing Switzerland to offset fossil emissions through high-quality carbon credits, while supporting Zambia in going beyond its already ambitious climate commitments. Switzerland is looking forward to supporting climate action in Zambia that delivers real, measurable, and long-term emission reduction. Importantly, this agreement ensures that mitigation activities meet high standards of environmental integrity, contribute to the SDGs, and safeguard human rights.
Political analyst Lawrence Mwelwa has described the recent decision by some political parties to leave the Tonse Alliance as a normal and expected development in a democratic system, saying such movements reflect the freedom of association guaranteed in a multi-party democracy. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Mwelwa says political parties have the democratic right to join or exit alliances based on their interests, strategic considerations and internal consultations. Dr. Mwelwa says it's within their democratic rights for parties to leave the Tonse Alliance, stating it's normal in a democracy where political organizations are autonomous and free to make decisions they believe serve their members best. He notes that alliances, particularly those formed primarily around electoral objectives, often experience internal shifts once immediate goals are achieved or political circumstances change. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, and Zambia Agricultural Research Institute, ZARI, have called for enhanced collaboration with each other to support the agriculture sector with reliable fertilizer that will improve crop production. ZICSA and ZARI are seeking enhanced sharing of information and best practices to improve the safety and quality of fertilizer in Zambia. The two institutions intend to play a key role in supporting the achievement of the target of producing 10 million tons of maize by 2031 through effective regulation and testing of fertilizer. ZICSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga and ZARI Director Ndashe Kapulu met the remarks in Chilanga on Wednesday when Mr. Chizinga paid a courtesy call on Dr. Kapulu. Mr. Chizinga says joint inspections, monitoring and capacity building will ensure that fertilizer on the market meets regulatory requirements.
Your institution, sir, has been a backbone of agricultural research in Zambia for a long time. And as FCSA, we rely on your expertise in testing and analyzing chemical fertilizers that ensures that the products reaching our